Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, along with my partner.
Kid Dynamite!
That's right. It's a TV theme song Thursday. And Rob Parker is known as...
Rob Parker!
Kid Dynamite!
And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
That's Rob Parker live saying that.
That's actually right. What's up?
What's up? I'm good, man. How are you?
I am absolutely great on this TV theme song Thursday. You know, I mean, Chris, J.J. Redick and I, we had a little exchange. Nothing major. Just he said I missed a point. I don't think I missed a point. But anyway, the comments from the show went around the internet and Twitter today, and it was interesting reading and listening to some people's comments. That's all I'll say.
What were they?
Most were in agreement that oftentimes players are too close to the situation or have their favorites or they have issues where it's hard for them to fully criticize. Not all, Chris.
Right.
You know, not all. We say it all the time. There are some guys who do a great job. I pointed out Charles Barkley's the best. That's why he makes a gazillion dollars. That's why he didn't have a relationship with Michael Jordan, because he said Michael Jordan was a terrible front office person, all right? This is what I'm saying. That's a friendship that was lost over him calling it like he saw it, Chris, whether Mike liked it or not.
Not.
So, he didn't like it, right? But most of these other guys nowadays, it's harder for them. Even Eddie House chimed in and was a little offended. And I said, I didn't say
all. Offended by what we said about JJ?
Yeah, just the idea.
All we said is, I mean, Rob, we brought up points about, one, why are you writing off the Lakers? Like are
after
they not in the
game,
league? Or they, right. Are they going to be an exhibition team this year?
It just didn't make any sense, right?
It's just for them to highlight and showcase LeBron, all the rest of the players be darned. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The GM, the coach,
the season
other
ticket holders, right? Everybody.
Right. Forget them. It's just about LeBron. And secondly, LeBron's playing at least two more years. Like, what are we? He's not retiring. And LeBron James will deserve a retirement tour. If that's what he wants, Kareem got it, Dr. J got it. When he decides this is my last year, and if he announces before the season, he will deservedly get coronated, Rob, every arena he goes.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it.
That.
There's no
far. He's not even thinking about that.
Ain't nobody
right
thinking
now
about that. Nobody right is. Not even Laker fans. I'm sorry.
Right.
Nobody's
so
thinking
come
about
on
that.
It's just not.
It was ridiculous. It was.
All right. Let's get to the Odd Couple Crew so we can get this party started. We've got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Sometimey Vegan, because I'm not sure. I don't know. He's
let's just
sure
say plant-based.
It's just, you know, plant-based.
Let's just say plant-based.
Sometimes.
Plant-based?
And it's his night to shine. I mean, he shines every night.
He was eating a hoagie when I walked in.
That was not me.
Was
that plant-based?
I'm sure.
That was not me.
Okay.
Teichert's Tower of Trivia, the biggest segment in sports radio, that will be on in the third hour of the show. That's his time to shine. Super producer Rob G is in the house, very, very in his feelings.
Oh, Rob
because,
G?
You know, the Lakers, when they got bludgeoned by the defending champions, it was all over the place. Everybody's discussing it. But when the Nets get bludgeoned, and the Nets, who are better than the Lakers and expected to be better than the Lakers, get bludgeoned by a lower-rung playoff team full of young guys, it's not even that big of a deal. So Rob G was very much in his feelings. We will address the Nets.
So after
and
they lose,
the, Pelicans.
After they lose tonight, Rob G, we have a different feel. Like you.
Yeah, Rob G, how you feel? I think they're losing tonight. I think the Clippers are going to get them.
He is in his feelings.
Yeah, he don't.
Rob G,
come.
You all right? You need some flowers.
It's a tough drive in, you know, just thinking about the blowout loss we're about to have later this evening.
Oh wow,
so it's not exciting.
You know, wow.
You know what? Hey Tito, pass me a tissue. You all right?
And on the updates, is it Monsi?
Monsi Bolaños.
Monsi Bolaños. All right, Rob, let's get into it. We mentioned the Clippers playing the Lakers tonight at the Staples. Well,
no.
Crypto.com arena, isn't it? And the news right now, other than this is the Clippers opener, is that Kawhi Leonard, Rob, who got injured like 15 months ago. Chris Haynes, friend of the show, sideline reporter for TNT, he reported that the Clippers are considering bringing Kawhi off the bench for his health. It's somewhat of a minutes restriction, although he didn't use those words. And then Stephanie Reddy, Rob, was just on TNT. She's, I guess, doing sidelines tonight. She was talking to some of the Clippers officials. And they said they're trying to get away from the term minutes restriction, which I don't know. I don't get what the big deal is.
But just,
that,
I think they
term
just don't want it to feel like, he's gimpy. Oh, here we go.
Well, if he don't start, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I hear him, and I have an answer for that. But anyway, she ultimately, Rob, she said they didn't give her an answer one way or the other as to whether or not he's starting. I would say this. If I were the Clippers, and clearly, Rob, because they haven't shot down this report. So clearly, he is not, like, yet 100%. I mean, he's good enough to play. He's obviously been cleared to play. But whether it's just straight-up precaution, and we hope that is. As basketball fans, we hope it's just precaution. But whatever the case, he's not, like, full bore, go out there and play and with no worries. And if I were the Clippers in that situation, Rob, here's what I would do. To just keep it from being at least for a little while, as long as I could keep it from becoming big news, I would just start him and we would restrict him. You know, he might play 25 minutes or whatever it is. The clip, the Warriors, Rob, Klay Thompson, now they announced it. Klay only played 20. Dre played 25. Steph only played 23. But, you know, like, they have enough depth with the Clippers where they can play a ton of guys, Rob, and just be like, you know, we just getting guys used to playing. You know what I mean? Like, don't even make it. I wouldn't even make it look like he's on a minutes restriction. We just bringing him back and playing him, getting he hadn't played in a year. So we just, you know, I think you could do that. But now it's news. And now it's a big deal. And that doesn't mean it's got to become, you know, a distraction to the team. But it's something that people have to talk about. Yeah. Like, wow, is Kawhi back or not?
Yeah, I think people want to see him. And once they see him a little bit and get a feel for him and see how he goes about it, I think that'll be the way people will be able to, you know, see where he is, you know, and if
well,
he
he's going to play well, I'm right. sure, when he's in. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you want to see
him. But people want to just see him is what I'm saying. Like, there comes that point where you just want to see him play and maybe not be, you know, going half stepping. They just want to see him play, I think. And you want to see it for yourself. And I think that's a big thing. But I'm going to say this is even bigger. As we get into the NBA season, Chris, and we're two games in, right? 2 days in or whatever you want to call it. And right. Now the Clippers are playing their first game, and there's a lot of expectations with the Clippers. Chris, I think their roster is loaded. I love that team. I love the John Wall addition. He has something to play for. Ty Lue over the last couple of years to me have solidified himself to me as a really good coach, and maybe some people questioned it before. Well, he had LeBron James. If you have LeBron James, how can't you win? You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Right.
But we saw them go to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in franchise history without Kawhi Leonard. He made moves, Chris, that we hadn't seen. But I'm going to tell you the bigger thing there is that I believe Kawhi Leonard needs to win a championship with the Clippers. And I know he's won two, Chris, and I know he's won with two franchises. He's won two finals MVPs. But the whole move to, like, going to the Clippers and all the stuff that's happened since, you know, the load management and all these other things, if he can be healthy and lead this team to a championship, I think it would be, you know, he's kind of been out of sight, out of mind. I think he propels himself back into what people thought he was when he came to L.A. People don't talk about him anymore because he's been hurt more than he's played, and he hasn't had the success that he had. We remember against, what was that, Denver? Was that when they lost to Denver?
They got beat. They were up
3-1. 3-1. I mean, a choke job. And right. And he had a terrible game 7.
I was stunned
terrible.
To see that.
Am I right? Terrible, Chris.
Rob, he was in the in the discussion for best player in the world.
That's what I'm saying. He was there, and then he fell off.
I was shocked because yeah. he had been so strong in the postseason. Yeah, and I never expected that, especially against Denver. And nothing, no insult to them, but that wasn't like a great team, you know?
No.
So I hear you.
And if he does win, I'll say one little caveat and let you go. If he does win, Chris, it would be to me even more impressive than LeBron James winning with three different franchises, only from the standpoint of this.
You're saying that because Kawhi would now have won.
Right, with three different franchises. And then when you look at the teams, him winning in Cleveland, big. The Lakers had a winning history even before, even though they had stumbled up lately. But for Kawhi to go to two franchises that had never won a championship after leaving the Spurs, Toronto he won with, and if he's able to win with the Clippers, I think that would be impressive. Especially the Clippers, a doormat of the NBA for so long.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go as far as say it was more impressive than LeBron's. One of Kawhi's championships, he was not even a star.
You mean the one who was the finals MVP?
Yeah, that one. He averaged 12 points a game that year.
Okay.
So he was not yet a star.
Is it only about points when you talk about
why? Period. He didn't make the All-Star team. He wasn't a star. So I mean, Kawhi wouldn't deny that.
Why do you think he was the finals MVP?
I think he did a good job in those finals, and I think it could have went to anybody. Okay. Tony Parker. And I'm not taking it away from him. That's fine. He was finals MVP.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
That doesn't make you a star.
I'm just asking.
I'm just telling you. Andre Iguodala is not a star. Cornbread Maxwell wasn't a star. There have been guys who aren't stars who were finals MVP. So, I'm not taking that trophy and individual achievement away from him. I have no problem with him winning that finals MVP award. But the fact is, he was not a star that season for the Spurs. So, that's what I'm saying. So, you really, that if you're comparing him to LeBron's championships, I mean, LeBron obviously was the star of each team that won championships. Certainly it was a super team in Miami. There's no question. You and I have talked about that. Two out of four was probably what we'd view as most people would view as an underachievement.
No doubt. No, people would say you won two championships. Right.
There.
But no.
Right. But he did get two. Like Kawhi has not won two with the franchise. Cleveland obviously was huge. The Clippers in Toronto was huge for Kawhi.
Because they couldn't get over the hump.
And if you want to nitpick, I mean, you could say, Durant was hurt. But, when you compare these, so I can't go as far as to say they were more impressive. If he wins it this year with the Clippers, it'll be wildly impressive because, as you said, it's another team without a championship. But it's also a stacked team, to your point. And that doesn't take it away from him, but it's just I can't necessarily put it ahead of LeBron's rings. But that's a good question, Rob. Let's throw that out. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If Kawhi Leonard leads the Clippers to the championship this year, would his three rings, San Antonio, Toronto, the Clippers, be more impressive than LeBron's, I guess, four rings, two in Miami, one with the Lakers, and obviously the one in Cleveland? I say no, it would not be. What say Rob says it would? What say you? 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right. But he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his childhood friend, Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out and requested that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy? It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. And welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. That's right. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Limited lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, talking about Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James. If Kawhi wins a third championship, would it be more impressive than LeBron's three? All right, let's hear from you. Let's kick it off with MJ in New Orleans. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah, I would put him above LeBron James based upon no hype, no fanboys in the media, quietly dominating on both ends, neither beat LeBron head-to-head decidedly. 19.2, 6.4 rebounds, 2.9 assists, championships in two other cities. Yeah, I was.
19.2. What you talking about, that finals?
19.2, that's his averaging as far as his career.
Oh, how does that beat LeBron?
Championships in two different places. He beat LeBron.
No, his numbers aren't close to LeBron.
No. I'm not talking about numbers. And, Chris, nowadays we're not just talking about regular hard.
You brought up the numbers. I didn't bring them up. Right. You brought them up.
Let me explain. We're not just looking at Matt Stafford putting up 5,000 yards anymore. We're looking at
Matt Stafford. Hold on. Matt Stafford has nothing to do with it. You brought up the numbers. I'm asking you why you brought them up when they're so far inferior to LeBron's?
Kawhi was not sexy. He was not in games in third quarters of blowouts. He was not in games in fourth quarters of blowouts.
So LeBron stat padded. Is that what he did? Is that what you're saying?
It's all over Twitter since the first game. Yes, he's been stat padding. Skip's been saying this for the last 5 years.
I ain't talking about the last 5 years. We're talking about career. You brought up Kawhi's career averages.
All right, MJ, thanks for the call.
That's nonsense.
877-99 on Fox. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, so I had a few points to make. First of all, I would have to see, like, how he plays and who he goes through. Because if he can, like, go through Steph again and Giannis again, that would be amazing. And I'll have to see how he plays. But I'll say this. If he wins with the Clippers, I think he will have a case as maybe the 15th best player of all time.
Mm. I think, Rob, I mean, look, when he's healthy, if he did get this championship and he was the guy, because that's another thing, is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be the same, right? But if so, Rob, it's wildly impressive. And the question, you know who I think the guy you might start debating him with, Rob, is Durant, right? He would have more titles. Now, obviously, he'd have gotten his first with Duncan and those guys. But they, you know, he'd have one more title. The knock on Kawhi, at least to this point, Rob's going to be his injuries.
Yeah, it's just a health thing. It's not when he played. When he plays, he's been tremendous. So that's the other part. Roger, in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Roger?
What up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing good.
Okay,
good.
So, how are you? So, Rob, you're off your rocker on this one.
All right.
So, listen, LeBron has had a target on him since he was a junior in high school. Okay? He had the weight of expectation coming into the league that he was going to be the next guy.
And he also hold on, Roger, let me counter that. But he also put together a super team where he destroyed the Eastern Conference, put three guys together. And, Alex, we have the sound. When LeBron went to Miami, he didn't think that maybe he would win a championship.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six.
That sounds like a guy with a target on his back who's afraid of anybody. Stop it. Stop.
Hold on, Rob. Let me finish. Okay. So, Kawhi was a role player in San Antonio. He had no target on him at all in San Antonio. He was not the best of. He was just a guy hiding behind Duncan.
He hid so much that they voted him the Finals MVP because he was hiding. He didn't factor into the championship.
He's not saying that. He's just saying he was a role player.
Yes, he is.
Now, you, Rob, for clarity's sake, because I think I'm thinking some of the listeners think you're saying something you're not, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't think you're saying if Kawhi wins this championship, you rank him ahead of LeBron.
Never said that.
Saying you think his championship.
I think his three, yes, the three different places would be impressive because two of the three would have been first-time winners and the Clippers were the perennial losers in the NBA.
Did you get that some of the – did you pick up – and maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't sense that.
The listeners – okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this one to say you're off your rocker and then MJ to say he puts him ahead of LeBron, it just seemed to me like they were going somewhere.
I think he meant in the three championships he put him – that three against – above LeBron. All right.
Well, we got our man Marcellus Wiley, colleague over at FS1.
Wow.
Now the host of the More To It podcast – on iHeartMedia and the Dan Patrick Network. Of course, former defensive end in the NFL. He'll join us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could go high and talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Speaking of amazing, former NFL defensive end, now host of the More To It podcast on iHeartMedia and the Dan Patrick Network. We welcome in our man, Marcellus Wiley. What is up, brother?
What's up, Marcellus?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Just in warm-ups, about to go beat down these Lakers 6-man.
We know
already.
That. We know that.
Hey, we will get to that in a moment. I know you're chomping at the bit. But first, tell us, and we're excited about your new podcast, More To It. Tell us about it and what content you're going to talk about and things like that.
Appreciate it, man. This has been a great opportunity for me to go deeper into the storylines, deeper into the players' perspective, and to just go where the people are in terms of how they view sports and how these players emotionally have to deal with the ups and downs of not only being athletes, entertainers, but also just common people with common day struggles despite their greatness. So just wanted to tap into that human element in every successful journey. I think sometimes from the outside, we may think it's all smooth sailing, but when you hear success story after success story met with adversity after obstacle, it's all about overcoming it. And all these athletes and entertainers take us through that journey.
So would that be like Tom Brady and what he's going through? And Tom Brady seems like His life is a little disarray. He's had some missteps. Doesn't want to come to training camp. He's to save his marriage. I don't know. There's so much going on. Went to a wedding during the season and didn't go with his team, fly with his team, or go through a walkthrough. What is all that? What do you make of Tom Brady? Is he all the way in, or he's just having personal issues?
Yeah, man, he's a distraction, if you really want to call it. Like, it's funny because he's Tom Brady the great, Tom Brady the GOAT, Tom Brady of great achievement. We don't want to call it like it is because we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But let it be any other player doing those same exact right. things, those same beats. You can't unretire and then come back distracted after you unretire.
Right.
And that's what Tom Brady has done.
Right.
Like, literally, I tell my players all the time, because I coach all my son's teams, all these little kids. I said, it's one thing to not be focused. That's okay, because that means you're not paying attention. But it's another thing to be a distraction. That means now, because you're not focused, other guys are not doing what they're supposed to do. And that's what Tom Brady's supposed to be, a tone setter, a leader, and a leader by example. Right now, he's taking these guys off course more than he's keeping them on it.
Yeah, we totally agree with you on yep. that. We've said as much. All right, let's get to your Clippers, man.
I think they got the best roster in the league, Marcel.
And I don't. Hopefully, this isn't starting on a down note. The reports are that they might bring Kawhi off the bench because he's not fully ready yet to go just 35 minutes a night or whatever. Your thoughts on that? Is that worry you as a Clippers fan?
You would never, ever be a lawyer because you are trying to lead the witness. All that worry in your question, all that dread that came out of your question.
I forgot, man, I'm dealing with Mr. Ivy League.
Yes.
You know.
Some of us went to Columbia. We didn't go to a college in a cornfield in Ohio.
Hey, Oberlin can stand up to anybody.
Columbia University. Tell them, Marcellus, not Columbia University.
Get him, Rob. Get him, Rob.
You know it.
You already know.
First school to admit blacks. How about that? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but Marcellus, they had to come in through the back door, though.
Nah.
Okay, man. I came with y'all. Let me talk about my team and why this is a beautiful thing, why we are set up for success, even in this predicament. Think about it. When you talk about Kawhi Leonard coming back, and we know that he doesn't play unless he's feeling perfect,
right.
Which I respect him for, actually. He doesn't put any bad film out there. He's not going to compromise his career just because he's feeling the pressure of the culture. I respect Kawhi for that. But Kawhi needs to also be protected from trying to hit the ground running, as I know he wants to. No matter how many minutes he plays, he's trying to remind people the old Kawhi is still here. So there is a part of you that has to protect him in this moment. Now, that said, I am a basketball coach as well. And this is what I've done, and now I love my Clippers for doing the same damn thing. I got two tremendous players and a bunch of good players on my team. And I was sitting there saying, why should I have them in a starting lineup in this shared experience, two great guys trying to share one ball, instead of layering it, first unit, second unit. I never have a drop-off. I never have to compromise my pace and my style of play, and I always got a great on the court. To me, this is a self-serving move that's going to actually help all. Is Kawhi being protected, the pace of the game staying the same, the level of play staying the same, and you're going to have your second unit out there and Kawhi Leonard is playing against y'all? Man, this is set up for success.
How many rings you got with your strategy?
I have now participated in – I'm not talking to you, Chris. I'm sorry.
Don't let Chris throw no monkey wrench in your story, man. Terrible.
Hey, man. Look, Marcellus, we got to run, but congratulations on your podcast. More to it is on iHeartMedia and the Dan Patrick Network. And we got to get you on regularly, man.
Thank you, man. I would love to do that. And there's more to it than just more to it. So let's do it. Let's keep talking, man.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Good to hear your voice, buddy.
That's our man, Marcellus Wiley. And Rob, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh, yeah. Shekel City. MGM, BetMGM is always a great place to take a look and maybe put down some shekels, Chris. Best bet tonight, I think the Cardinals just have to win. -2.5 at home. The Saints are depleted. They don't win that game, Chris.
Rob, they talking about Andy Dalton the rest of the way?
Right. I mean,
that's almost throwing in the towel to me.
Throw the towel in, no doubt. All right, so I got them as the best bet. Cardinals -2.5. Clippers -5.5, Chris, at the Lakers. Clippers, I just like them a lot. It started out at 2.5, and I guess so many people bet money, it moved all the way up to 5.5 points for Vegas. And I got the Yankees in the money line against the Astros tonight. They've hit Valdez in the past. The Yankees have hit this guy, including Giancarlo Stanton, who has a .500 batting average against him. Look for Giancarlo Stanton to be big tonight, Chris, and the Yankees to get a win, a split in Houston. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Must win for the Yankees in your view?
Because they're on
the road.
They're on the road.
And I'm going to be honest, Rob. Even if they were at home, I mean, yeah, of course.
You don't want to go down 0-2. Right.
But we've seen enough.
How many,
historically,
Chris,
or comebacks? Recently? Especially recently, yep. Right? I don't know if it is more, but it feels like more.
You're 100% right. Winning, like, even you look at teams. The Padres got shut out in game one. Oh, my God, the end of the world. They're down 4-0 in game two. They win going away, and now the series that feels different. Yeah,
right.
Baseball is different. It's game to game, and you can't get too caught up after losing one game. It doesn't feel good, but it's a 7-game series. And the Yankees weren't going to sweep the Astros, Chris. We knew that, right?
Right.
So they're not going to go in. And I'm not making excuses, they played the night before. They won they beat Cleveland, had a champagne, and flew to Houston
to
play.
They got liquored up on champagne.
And then played the next day. They did.
Would you say on paper, because I've heard people say this, the Astros are better. Doesn't mean they're going to win the series.
Right. On paper,
but they're a better, yeah.
And they've had more success.
Right.
And they have, to me, a better manager. I think Dusty Baker, 3-time manager of the year.
Absolutely.
He's a better manager than Aaron Boone. I'm sorry. No doubt.
No doubt. So, I know, you know, I've said, and I mean it, and I still feel it, that the Astros 2017 ring should have been vacated. But I'm going to be honest, Rob. They've impressed me with how good they are.
No, you Dusty know, even came though, to clean up yep. the mess, and they haven't missed a beat, Chris.
Right.
And you remember Carlos Correa left, went to the Twins. They haven't missed a beat. Justin Verlander missed the season. That was last year. He came back this year. They still have only one championship, but they've been in the mix.
Absolutely.
They're getting there, too. They've been to, what, 5 straight ALCSs, and they only got one.
That's why I wouldn't mind seeing them win it.
Yeah, they're beatable.
Because it kind of would verify, okay, they really
if they were good.
Yeah.
And if they don't. Legit. And also, you know, a lot of people are torn. They don't like the Astros, Chris, because of the cheating scandal, but they love Dusty Baker. And how many years, you know, Dusty keeps getting close. He's done everything in the game except win a championship. He's already going to go into the Hall of Fame because he's taken 5 different teams to the postseason, which nobody, Chris, has ever done. So he's going to get in as a manager, and he's done enough in 3 Manager of the Year awards. But, boy, what a crowning jewel that would be for Dusty Baker to finally win a World Series.
How does Dusty, if you know, mix in the old school and the analytics? Is he more – I would imagine he's more old school.
I think he's more old school. He uses it. You can't totally ignore
it. As you should.
Right. Because that just doesn't make sense.
Right. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left on this TV theme song Thursday. You know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.